In an effort to help connect students with local agriculture, the Child Nutrition Program with the Utah Board of Education will be allocating funds to schools around the state. Kate Wheeler, Utah Board of Education child nutritionist, says this program will help provide schools with high-quality fresh foods.
Schools that stand to benefit from this the most are lower-income schools, whether that's in rural or urban Utah. Because honestly, if you're a kid in a wealthy area, you probably already have access to this type of food.
Schools will be able to provide fresh foods even throughout the winter months, says Craig Butters, the commissioner of the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food.
Large facilities are growing food indoors now in hydroponics. And so those things are year-round operations, and we may see more of that in the future.
Wheeler says they've been working with the Department of Agriculture to make sure schools know where to find these foods.
It's one thing if we reward our schools for buying locally, but they can't, say, find a farm to buy from. It's extra work on their side. So we've really been partnering with Department of Agriculture a lot over the past 3 to 4 years. We created a database on our Farm to School website. So that has a list of farmers who are specifically interested in selling to schools.
This collaboration can help ensure a sound market for farmers to sell their produce.
It's looking to the future to hopefully establish more of an interrelationship between our local food processors and our school lunch programs so that in the future, a large market interruption might not have as much impact on the school lunch programs because more of their food is being grown locally.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.